Fred and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. It is Tuesday, so we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Ventus Health, Mendocino Coast. Let's just dive right into it. Let us know what you have for us today.
Well, thank you. I think things are looking pretty good. We have emerged from the Thanksgiving blip, which turned out to be quite manageable, and now we're getting ready for the Christmas, post-Christmas surge. I would say that out here on the coast, we have only sporadic positive cases, certainly continuing to see new cases being identified. Remember that when we say case, that doesn't mean that that person has it, of course, for the rest of their life, but are considered to be contagious for about 14 to 15 days after their time of exposure. One of the things that's now happening is that we're seeing people who have tested positive in the past, maybe 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, now facing some challenges because they're being told, oh, well, you're COVID positive. Well, they tested positive, you know, 6 or 8 weeks ago, but that does not mean that they are COVID positive now. And so I think that's an important distinction, getting a lot of confusion around that. So we're having a few sporadic cases. It is certainly increased in the Ukiah area. Right now, here on the coast, we don't have any patients in the hospital who are COVID positive or COVID infected. So that's good. I think things are going well. And we are certainly continuing to get ready for any impact that we may experience as a result of what's going on in the southern part of the state. I still am awaiting a time when we may be asked to start taking patients from Southern California because of all the challenges they're experiencing. But thus far, that has not happened. So we're prepared if directed by the state to do so. We'll obviously have to do that. And also, on a very good note, things are moving along quickly with the vaccine. I was really actually quite surprised that we received not only the initial 300 of the Pfizer vaccine for our three hospitals, but then immediately thereafter got 600 vaccines from Moderna through Adventist Health. So the Pfizer vaccines came to us through the county and the state, and then Adventist Health was able to obtain directly the system. Adventist Health was able to obtain vaccinations from Moderna and distributed them to all of their hospitals. So that's 900 or so total for the three hospitals here in Mendocino County, and we received our share. And so now we are probably by the end of this week or early next week, we'll have been able to vaccinate all of our hospital staff, clinic staff, and medical staff who wish to be vaccinated. So that's a very good thing. And it does look like the booster, which is going to be in about 3 to 4 weeks, will be secure for us as well, so we won't have to worry about that. And lastly, I was on a call this morning with Dr. Corin, the county health officer, and it looks like we may actually see the vaccine available for certain populations in the general public pretty soon. Specifically, this would be primarily focusing on older people and those with pre-existing conditions. So maybe within the next 6 weeks or so, we'll be able to start vaccinating some people in the general public.
And Doctor, to your knowledge, no issues of any import in terms of people having reactions to the vaccine, just, you know, to assure people out there that it is safe?
It's very safe. I think that the reactions to the vaccines have been way overblown in the news media. Sorry to say that, but for example, we have done now we meaning Adventist Health through the three hospitals, we administered about 750 vaccines over the last couple of weeks, and we only had one reaction, and it was pretty mild. Somebody got nauseated after getting the shot, and that only lasted about 30 minutes. Most people have reported either nothing or some soreness at the muscle at the site of the injection, which of course is what you expect. You want to get an inflammatory reaction, some sort of inflammation, because that's how antibodies are generated, through the inflammatory reaction. So, but nothing major. No, it seems to be quite well tolerated.
Well, doctor, a lot of positive news today, and then also the state health department says that the intensive care unit capacity for hospitals in our region, the Northern California region, is over 29%, and that was up 1% from the previous report. So it looks like the northern part of the state and the Mendocino Coast were hanging in there.
Yes, and we have not experienced the surge that was projected, so I think that's what that reflects.
All right. Dr. Miller, thank you so much for being with us today. Dr. Miller, always on the Mendocino Coast Health Report on Tuesdays. Rogalski here from the Coast.